May you be comforted. Last week's editorial felt like a cliffhanger to me. The awful circumstances of our dear Matthew Coleman's departure echoed over the radio waves and got hung up in the chill of the coastal fog, muting sound and color, until we found ourselves on the banks of the Big River last Friday for his memorial service. The sun was determined to shine on such magnificent altars draped in bright colored fabrics, coastal flowers, dahlias, gladiolas, naked ladies, tobacco ties decorated reed rafts crafted to float funeral flowers down the river, red ripe strawberries in big bowls there to remind us of the sweetness of life. Henna to blow prayers to the winds, photos of Matt's birds for us to keep, picture collages of Matthew and Sue, Matt and his family, Matt and you. There were a lot of people at the river, though not everyone gathered knew him intimately, but even in passing, we were delighted by his presence. We were drawn in by tragedy and the knowledge that life is too damn short and seeing, hearing, and touching each other is paramount right now. There were apropos moments of somber reflection, Deb Scott wailing, Sheriff Tom Allman all dressed in a handsome suit, truly grief-stricken and promising to deliver justice to the family, young men in tears calling Matthew mentor, a comforting sight to see the soft, loving, vulnerable men, unashamed to show the world how much they cared. And of course, Matthew's mother, whose simple, gentle fingertip on her favorite picture of him as a child broke our hearts into pieces. Though tears fell, there was an air of joy wafting around us. It was the simple fact that we were together again, a community. If you break down the word, you get community. Circles of co-workers from the Mendel Land Trust, friends, children, and family stood at the podium, presided over by the kind words of Rabbi Margaret Holub, who insisted we not only grieve, but have a good laugh. Comic relief, if you will. Matt's brother recounted how he was awakened in the night of Matt's murder by the shrieking of a great horned owl in Florida yet, and then recounted their lifelong comedy routines. Both big fans of the Marx Brothers, he recalled one regarding contracts. He would quip, "Wait, there's a sanity clause here," to which Matt would reply, "There's no such thing as a sanity clause." There was much puzzling over the fact that for such a nature-loving, hiking, swimming kind of guy, Matt was also a beer-drinking cigarette smoker. One told a story that after an exhausting hike and fish count in the river, Matt would light a cigarette. His students would wonder where on earth he would dispose of the filter. Matt just tucked it into the collar of his wetsuit. In fact, one of the last memories from a neighbor kid coming over to borrow a DVD of The Simpsons was of Matt smoking a cigarette and peeing off his deck. That's hopefully what we all distill down to. Memories, quirks, flaws, morphed into precious moments, like the one his sister shared about their silent walks in the snow just to look at the Christmas lights in their neighborhood. Dying is not funny, but in the aftermath, death has a sense of humor, albeit morbid. It's really up to the bereaved on how best to proceed. My friend Julie, standing next to me at the memorial, said, "No talking at my memorial, just dancing, singing, and laughing." I promised I would fulfill her wish. Coincidentally, that night and the next was the return of Tracy Burns, improvisational comedian extraordinaire, playing at the Hill House in Mendocino. With her was her fabulous improvisational musician and husband, Alan Simpson, and hilarious co-star, Stephen Kieran, with a fantastic physical talent that literally had people rolling in the aisles. I saw so many of the same faces in sorrow, now in pure joy. And once again, we held hands a little longer, hugged a little tighter, looked a little deeper into each other's eyes, knowing this would be a memory, one we shared and perhaps recalled in a eulogy sometime. Here's a good one. While shopping at Harvest yesterday for our Big Bud Bingo event, I ran into an old friend just returning to the coast after a hiatus. I asked her what she was up to. She said with her sunny young smile, "I'm a funeral director." I laughed. I said, "You have a perfect disposition for that career." She said, "Yeah, I just ordered a t-shirt with a coffin on it. It says, Last Responder." And I laughed so hard, I cried. This is Sherry Glazer Love. You can feedback to my commentary at sherryglazer.net.
The hungry man of spins, there's a million people praying, raising up their eyes to what turns out to be the same God, the same sky. We are slightly scared of death, a little bit afraid, so we celebrate everything we can think to celebrate. We shall sing out loud to keep the hounds away.